Council has unanimously passed an advocacy-based motion concerning the future of Kingston Penitentiary, urging the federal government to reconsider listing the historic site as inventory of properties designated for housing development. In addition to striking the site from the list, the motion also requests that the federal government discuss a long-term lease for the city or a transfer of the property to Parks Canada, ensuring that the property remains a heritage site under federal stewardship. Kingston Penitentiary is Canada's oldest penitentiary, a major economic and heritage asset for the city. Kingston Pen has become a major tourist attraction, contributing to the local economy through guided tours, film productions, concerts, and other events held at the site. Tourism Kingston CEO Megan Knott spoke before council, calling Kingston Pen an anchor attraction in Kingston's $500 million tourism industry. When asked to rank the penitentiary amongst Kingston's tourism sites, Knott had the following response.
Without the opportunity to experience Kingston Penitentiary from a leisure perspective or from a sales and business sector, it really would be catastrophic to the tourism community. If I was to rank all attractions across our community and looked at number of visitors and looked at repeat visitors and looked at the EI on those visitations, I would strongly probably come back to you and say the St. Lawrence Parks Commission, who couldn't be here tonight, would suggest to you that their financials would show you that it is the number one attraction ahead of Fort Henry, for example.
Kingston Pen Tour saw approximately 89,000 visitors in 2024. According to the St. Lawrence Parks Commission, tours and other events generated nearly $12 million in economic impact in 2024 alone. Councillor Don Amos brought the motion before council.
This is not appropriate. This is not an appropriate spot to be putting housing. This is an economic engine. It is the number one tourism economic engine for our city. Not appropriate to put housing in there. It is a heritage site.
Councillor Brandon Tozo offered hearty support of the motion.
I was one of the initial people who had a tour when the site was first opened to the public. And I remember walking into Kingston Penitentiary and like it had just been like vacated and just feeling that sense of mystery and terror and the smell of it. Like people had just been living there and just this sense of like, it was awesome. And horrifying at the same time, like just that feeling of emotions when you step into something old and unique as part of our history. And I just thought like, this is something everybody in Canada and in North America needs to experience. This is the Alcatraz of the North. And the fact that this could be taken away by the federal government at the stroke of a pen is so infuriating. We can't lose this. This is such a valuable piece of Kingston history and of Canadian history.
Councillor Wendy Stevens stressed the importance of the second portion of the motion, which puts forward other federally owned land in Kingston which could be used for housing.
I'm just looking back at the motion. Staff have identified at least 340 hectares. So this is sort of in addition to leave the pen alone, please have another look at the other properties that are available, because do we want to build housing on this? Yes, we do. This just isn't the right place for it.
Councillor Amos stated that Kingston MP Mark Gerritsen has submitted a letter to the federal government and is actively working towards having the site removed from the list. This has been Christina Laurie with CFRC News, supported by the Local Journalism Initiative.